Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, September the 10th, 2010. And here in Arizona, we have finally dipped below triple digits for a couple of days. And we certainly welcome that, but you know that slight shift in temperatures not going to really affect the clothing that we wear here. Most of us are going to be in shorts for quite some time. And speaking about clothing, you know, each morning we all decide what clothes we're going to put on, right? And putting your clothes on in the morning can also serve as a reminder as to what thoughts you're putting on in the morning. Now, let me explain why this is something that you really ought to think about. A big key in being successful in life is what you think about when you first wake up. Your first thoughts in the morning are like setting a direction. It's like setting the course in your own mind for your own life. You know, you're giving your mind a course to follow for the day. Now, I know a lot of people wake up groggy, maybe a bit annoyed at the alarm clock interrupting a really nice dream in which they were the star. Then they realize it's a new day and they start thinking about having to go to work and how their life is not where they want it to be. And so they reluctantly drag themselves out of bed and do what they did yesterday. Try and get through another day. But you know something? If you want to, as soon as you can remember to do it, think about other things. You see, we all do have a choice to think about thoughts that inspire success or failure. We can think about thoughts that inspire victory or defeat, confidence or fear, happiness or sadness. It's our choice what thoughts we think. But one of the biggest problems is that many people allow their thoughts to be determined by their current circumstances and situations. In other words, if things in their life are going lousy, then they think lousy thoughts. They fail to recognize that they still have a choice as to what kind of thoughts they can think, regardless of their current circumstances or situations. But does it really make that big of a difference? Well, you know something? The Bible is really clear about thinking the right thoughts. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What you reap, you sow. And you know something? I'm not aware of any scriptures that talk about thinking positive, encouraging, or uplifting thoughts only when things are going well. The instructions in scriptures indicate to not think and dwell on negatives and defeat. Okay, so now does this mean that we're supposed to just go around and pretend that all of our problems don't exist and just live in a fantasy world? Everything's fine. No, of course not. That's silly. That's ridiculous. When you have real problems and real issues, then you need real solutions. But here's a big key, and I mean it, this is huge. We will not arrive at those real solutions by staying focused on the problems. At best, we'll just temporarily cover them up. So try this little method for a couple of weeks. Each morning, as you put your clothes on your body, remind yourself at that moment to put on good, healthy, and productive thoughts. Tell yourself, I'm a child of God. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God will never leave me or forsake me. I'm going to have a great day today. This is a day of great possibilities. I'm looking for and expecting solutions from my God today. You know, those who study the human mind say that the thoughts we think about first thing in the morning are indeed very critical. They, in effect, set a pattern for the day. And the cool thing is that we can choose what thoughts we want to think. Putting your clothes on in the morning can serve as an excellent reminder to start your day by also putting on godly, positive, encouraging thoughts that will have a dramatic effect on your life. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because you're going to get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. And for those who do subscribe to this blog, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.